Hillbilly Elegy, A Memoir of a Family and Culture in Crisis, by J.D. Vance. This is J.D. Vance. For Mamaw and Papaw, My Very Own Hillbilly Terminators. Introduction. My name is J.D. Vance, and I think I should start with a confession. I find the existence of the book you're listening to somewhat absurd. It says right there on the cover that it's a memoir, but I'm 31 years old, and I'll be the first to admit that I've accomplished nothing great in my life, certainly nothing that would justify a complete stranger paying money to read about it. The coolest thing I've done, at least on paper, is graduate from Yale Law School, something 13-year-old J.D. Vance would have considered ludicrous. But about 200 people do the same thing every year, and trust me, you don't want to read about most of their lives. I am not a senator, a governor, or a former cabinet secretary. I haven't started a billion-dollar company or a world-changing nonprofit. I have a nice job, a happy marriage, a comfortable home, and two lively dogs. So I didn't write this book because I've accomplished something extraordinary. I wrote this book because I've achieved something quite ordinary, which doesn't happen to most kids who grew up like me. You see, I grew up poor, in the Rust Belt, in an Ohio steel town that has been hemorrhaging jobs and hope for as long as I can remember. I have, to put it mildly, a complex relationship with my parents, one of whom has struggled with addiction for nearly my entire life. My grandparents, neither of whom graduated from high school, raised me, and a few members of even my extended family attended college. The statistics tell you that kids like me face a grim future, that if they're lucky, they'll manage to avoid welfare, and if they're unlucky, they'll die of a heroin overdose, as happened to dozens in my small hometown just last year. I was one of those kids with a grim future.